Today we're diving into a very specific old school DNB and jungle arrangement move, using an 808 tail as glue. And I want to be clear right away, this is not about slamming in a huge kick and calling it a day. This is about using a controlled 808 decay as a low-end anchor, something that quietly stitches your chopped breaks, bass movement, and atmospheric layers into one dusty, weighty groove. If you've ever heard a jungle tune where the drums and bass feel like they belong to the same physical space, like they were printed through the same old machine, that's the kind of energy we're chasing here. In this lesson, we're working in Ableton Live 12, and we're treating the 808 tail like an arranger's accent mark, not the main event, not a flashy effect, more like low-frequency punctuation that helps the phrase breathe, tighten, and land with authority. So first, think arrangement, not sound design. Before you even start tweaking the 808, lay out your track in phrases. 8-bar blocks, 16-bar blocks, clear section changes. Old school DNB lives and dies by phrase tension. You want to be able to see where the intro ends, where the pre-drop builds, where the first drop lands, where the switch-up happens, and where the outro gives the DJ room to mix out. A solid working structure might be a 16-bar intro, an 8-bar pre-drop, a 16-bar drop, a switch-up, then a second variation of the drop and an outro. Once the architecture is visible, the 808 glue has somewhere meaningful to live. Now let's build the sound. Create a new MIDI track and load Sampler with a clean 808 style kick sample. If you want the tail to be tightly controlled, use one-shot mode. That way you're not depending on a looped sample behavior, you're shaping the body and decay on purpose. Start with a very simple chain. Sampler first, then saturator, then EQ8, then maybe drum bus. Then utility at the end if you want to keep the whole thing mono safe. A good starting point is an attack at zero, decay somewhere around 180 to 350 milliseconds, sustain off, and release somewhere in the 40 to 120 millisecond range. You want enough tail to feel the phrase, but not so much that it turns into fog. Then add a little saturation, not a lot. Usually 2 to 6 dB of drive is enough to start bringing out harmonics and making the tail read on smaller speakers. Turn on soft clip if needed, because that helps the low end feel a little more tape-like and less clinical. Use EQ8 to clean up what doesn't belong. If there's clicky junk above the useful range, tame it gently. If the body starts to get muddy around the low mids, make a small cut there. We're not trying to sculpt a modern hyper-polished sub. We're trying to create a rounded, worn-in low-end vent that feels like it came off final hardware, not a pristine digital trap stack. If you want a bit more body, drum bus can help, but keep it subtle. A little drive, a little boom if necessary, but don't turn it into a giant modern kick. The goal is a shadow kick, not a stadium punch. Next step, tune it. This matters a lot in DNB. Your 808 tail should support the track's key center, not fight it. If your tune sits around F minor, D sharp minor, A minor, whatever it may be, tune the 808 to the root or possibly the fifth, depending on what the bass line is doing. If the bass line is already moving a lot, keep the 808 simple and static. If the res or sub is dense and animated, the 808 should behave like a grounded pillar underneath it. Don't let the low end become a conversation between three different personalities. One useful advanced move is to create a second 808 version that's slightly detuned or slightly different in character. Keep it muted until you need a switch up or a special transition. That gives you arrangement flexibility without redesigning the sound later. Now let's talk about the actual glue part. The 808 tail glues because it fills negative space. It lives under the break, under the bass, under the atmosphere, and it makes those elements feel connected without screaming for attention. That means the envelope needs to be controlled. If the track is busy, keep the decay shorter. If the section is sparse, you can let it breathe longer. In a dense drop, something around 220 milliseconds often works well. In an intro or transition, you might stretch it toward 400 to 650 milliseconds if you want more legato support. After the saturation and EQ, you can add a glue compressor if you want the transient and tail to feel bonded together. Keep it gentle. Attack around 10 to 30 milliseconds. Release either on auto or somewhere around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds, ratio around 2 to 1. And only aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. If the compressor is making the low end feel smaller, you're doing too much. The job here is cohesion, not flattening. Now route the 808, the sub, and any supporting low percussion into a dedicated low end bus. This is where the arrangement level magic starts to really happen. On that bus, use EQA to clean up rumble below the useful range and to remove any boxy buildup if needed. Add gentle compression, keep the low end mono, and if you want to touch more density, very light saturation can help. But again, the key word is light. If you're using a Reese bass, let the Reese do the stereo motion in the upper bass and let the 808 stay centered and mono. That is a classic DNB low end strategy. You want the club to translate it cleanly. Wide low end sounds exciting in headphones and collapses in the room. Now for the arrangement placement, because this is where the trick actually becomes musical. Don't just throw the 808 on every downbeat. Make it behave like a phrase marker. A really strong use case is the end of an 8-bar phrase. One hit there can reset the ear and make the next section feel more intentional. Another great spot is the first beat of the drop, where a slightly longer tail can help announce the section. You can also place it in the bar right before the drop and automate it to feel a little shorter or more filtered, which builds tension beautifully. And after a break edit, that 808 tail can land in the gap left behind by the chop drums. That's one of the best jungle applications, because the break does the rhythmic conversation and the 808 acts like the bass-heavy punctuation mark. Think like a DJ hearing the tune from the outside. Where does the energy need to land? Where does the ear need help understanding that a new phrase has arrived? That's where the 808 goes. Now let's bring automation into it. This is advanced stuff, and it makes a huge difference. Don't keep the 808 static across the whole tune. In arrangement view, automate the decay, the saturation amount, maybe even filter cutoff if you want a darker intro and a more open drop. For example, keep the 808 shorter in a busy drop, then open it up a bit in the intro or a switch up. You might automate the decay from 180 milliseconds up to 650, depending on the section. You could also push saturation from around 2 dB to 7 dB in a more intense transition. A very effective trick is to automate a tiny pitch drop or detune on the last hit before a drop or switch up. Keep it subtle. You want old hardware wobble, not a giant modern FX sweep, just enough movement to give the phrase a haunted, pressure-filled feel. Now let's talk about the break interaction, because this is where the genre really comes alive. If your break is busy, don't fight it. Reduce the 808 length or presence, and place it in the least crowded beats. If the break is syncopated, let the 808 support the groove instead of competing with it. A classic move is to let the break fill the gaps while the 808 confirms the downbeat, and the bass line handles the offbeat movement. That triangle right there, break, 808, bass line. That's classic DNB arrangement logic. At this point, I strongly recommend resampling. Once the low-end bus feels good, print it to audio. Create a new audio track, route the bus in, and record a pass. This gives you that slightly collapsed, committed feel that suits vinyl-flavored jungle and old-school DNB. It also makes editing easier, because now you can align the waveform, trim it, and even reverse a little tail into a fill if that helps the transition. If you want a bit more character after resampling, you can lightly process the printed audio with saturator, maybe a tiny bit of redux for texture, and then clean it with EQ afterward. Just don't overdo the degradation. We want dusty, not destroyed. Now the most important check, listen in context. Do not solo the 808 and judge it in isolation. Solo can lie to you. The real question is whether the tail works with the break, the sub, and the bass line as one system. Ask yourself, is the tail masking ghost notes in the break? Is it blurring the bass line? Is it making the low end feel bigger in mono? Do the transients still punch after the saturation? Use utility to check mono. Use spectrum if something feels too heavy in the low mids. And if the 808 is stepping on the drop too much, sidechain it lightly or shorten the decay. A lot of people make the mistake of making the tail too long. In DNB, that usually turns punch into fog. Another common issue is letting the 808 dominate the actual sub. Decide whether the 808 is support or lead. Usually in this style, it should be support. Also keep the low end narrow. If you widen the 808 too much, especially below about 120 Hz, you're asking for trouble on club systems. Let the higher bass layers create the motion. Keep the 808 and sub anchored. If you want to push this further, here are a few advanced variations. You can make a ghost tail version with less drive and a shorter decay, and only bring it in on transitions. You can create a dual function 808, where one macro or decay setting handles short punch in dense bars and longer support in open sections. You can also create a pressure layer, which is a quieter duplicate with more harmonics and less sub, just to help the sound speak on smaller speakers. And if you really want that dark, jungle feel, try a very subtle low pass and a bit of rounded saturation, so the tail feels like it's been printed through time, not designed in a sterile lab. Here's a quick practice challenge to lock this in. Build a 16-bar loop with a breakbeat, a sub or reese, and one 808 tail instrument. Tune the 808 to the root note. Place it only on bars 1, 5, 9, and 13. Route it to a low-end bus with light saturation and gentle glue compression. Then automate the decay so it's shorter at the start and longer near the end. Mute the bass line for one bar before the drop and let the 808 carry the tension. Then check it in mono, at low volume, and in full context. If it works, the low end won't just sound bigger. It'll feel like the whole phrase is being printed together. So remember the big idea here. In jungle and old school DNB, the 808 tail is not just a kick. It's a low-frequency adhesive. It helps the drums, bass, and atmosphere feel like they belong to the same dusty, tape-worn universe. Use it with restraint. Tune it properly. Place it like an arranger. And when you get it right, the groove doesn't just hit harder, it locks into place. That's the vinyl heat formula.